Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Mason Love Podcast. I'm Ian, and today's guest, or this week's guest, is my friend Kurt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I think they're doing fine. At least I want them to be doing fine.
Yeah, actually, I really don't care how they're doing, but I have something nice to ask. Like, even if they answered.
Do you think they're actually, like, talking to a podcast right now? Like, talking
good.
To us? It's like, we're doing good. Thanks for asking, yo.
We're doing good. How are you? I'm good. And you're wondering.
Well, you know what, Kurt? I'm not doing good.
Why not?
My parents want me to go to a psychiatrist.
Really? For what?
They think I'm depressed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because you sit around your house so much.
I do sit around my house so much.
That happened to me too. I started getting really depressed, and I mean, I wasn't like sad, like emo, slit my wrist type thing, but like I was just like really bored and lethargic all the time. Like, I like to sleep a lot during the day, and I just stay up all night.
So you're not really an insomniac.
Well, I guess I was, because I can't ever fall asleep.
Oh.
That's like a problem I have. Everyone thinks I'm lying. Everyone's like, everyone says they're insomniac. But I cannot like just lay down in my bed and fall asleep. The way I fall asleep is I stay up, like, all night watching, like, infomercials or whatever. Like, you know, looking up random shit on, like, Wikipedia or, like, howthingswork.com.
I never heard of How Things Work.
It's pretty interesting. I was reading about how to turn cocaine into crack.
Really?
Yeah.
They have that shit on there?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. They're probably, like, tracking my IP address and I'm on there, like...
It's like, we gotta get this motherfucker right here.
No, but, Wikipedia... That is an amazing website.
Yeah.
So, wait, do people actually listen to this from out of state?
I'd like to think so.
Does anybody... Do you have a list of how many people listen to your podcast?
Yeah, I have a list of how many people actually listen.
How many?
Second.
All right. So, 58 subscribers. Wow.
Yeah, 58 subscribers.
and then counting.
Yeah, we're going up in the numbers. It's really cool.
Wait, we're watching the numbers go up right now. 58, 59, wow.
Wow.
We're real popular.
That's awesome. No, we have like this list of things that we want to talk about. But I don't know if it's going to happen. Is it going to happen?
Maybe.
We just started like went on our own little thing.
Oh, yeah. I have this book. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Really?
By Dale Carnegie. Yeah. Not that I need to win friends, just I have a copy of the book. So you can borrow it.
I really do need to borrow. I need friends.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we're back, when we just listened to Death Cab, Photo Booth.
Yeah, I really like that song. The drum machine that they're using in the background.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
I used to, like, write screenplays and stuff, you know, for, like, this production group that I was in. Or, actually, I'm still in it, but we haven't really been doing a whole lot.
Yeah, I think I saw your MySpace for it. It was kind of ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyways, no, like, I wrote this, like, screenplay, and in it, I used it as, like, the main song, because I like to think of music when I write, and, yeah.
Yeah, actually, my friend right now is shooting a movie. It's called My Suicide Letter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's got a lot of religious overtones. I'm not really a religious man myself, right. Although I do believe in God, amen.
yeah. That's a cool dude.
Jesus?
I don't know.
Who's a cool
God,
dude?
God.
Yeah.
God in general. I guess he's cool. Let's not talk about religion.
No, I was saying.
That's not...
My friend's shooting movie.
So what's it about?
I've been on set a few days, and then I actually have a copy of the script. It's basically this guy's life. It's kind of exaggerated a little bit, but... he was gonna kill himself a few different times, and then the final time he had his head on the tracks, and there was a train coming, and then like right at the last second,
Man.
His friend somehow found him and pulled him off the track.
Man, I'm hungry.
Saved his life.
You're hungry?
Yes.
Eat your frog.
No.
Okay.
You ever have frog legs?
No, I've never had frog legs.
They are too little, and he doesn't
want to
be eaten.
He doesn't want to be eaten? Okay. All right, I'll be back again.
Yeah, they actually have a pretty big budget for it, about $30,000. So, I mean, that's pretty a small budget for an indie film, but it should turn out pretty good. My friend Eric shoots a lot of movies, even though they're like wedding movies, but this is his first directorial debut. But if you want to check it out, just go to My Suicide Letter on MySpace. You just gotta search for it. It'll be. They have shots and, you know, information on it. So you're doing an interview with Mark Z. Danielinski.
Yeah. He's gonna be answering a couple questions, like about 15 questions or so. I emailed him, and I'll probably be getting those back tomorrow. So, tomorrow is actually August 25th, I think?
Yeah, today's the 24th.
Yeah, so August 24th, it should be on the website, and it'll also be on his MySpace. So that means more hits, which I should really get the podcast out by tonight, so people will download it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he's going to put the interview and then link it to Mesa Love?
Yeah.
That's real neat.
Yeah, they also did that
with... real tight.
That's also what they did with my format interview they put on the website.
They put it on their website?
Yeah.
Wow, did you get a lot of hits from that?
Yeah, I did. I got like about 400 in a day.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. Because, you know, a format's not really, like, huge, but...
They're getting really big, actually.
They are getting bigger. They're on MTV.
I like their old CD a lot better than their new one.
Their old CD is really good. It's really... It has, like, a country type tone to it too.
Yeah, neo country is a new genre that's getting pretty big. Like,
yeah.
I know Bright Eyes is definitely
getting there
towards the neo country feel. Guess he's going to his Nebraskan roots. Personally, I like his older, darker stuff better.
So do I.
Fevers and Mirrors. I mean, I like a lot of tracks off of his newer stuff too, and then Digital Ash, but. I like it when he was like a little more dark and it just had a darker overtone.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's trying to lean towards with his country stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard any of his like new songs? He has like there's like some live recordings and like going around the web. of his new songs. They're pretty. They're all right. I don't really like them that much. I mean, I know some people do.
Well, I mean, but it just like anything, it has to grow on you. I mean, I think it was Fall Out Boy said, "Songs you go to like, never stick at first." dead on arrival. But no, it's I find that's true definitely. Most of the stuff I like, I didn't really like at first.
Same here.
I have a tendency to write things off without giving it a shot.
That's how like Bright Eyes was for me. I didn't like Bright Eyes at all when I first started listening to them.
From when I land,
I actually saw a movie, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
Yeah, I mean, very indie. I think it was similar to, like, an indie version of National Lampoon's, like, Vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, just driving around, like, they, like, all the characters were really cool. Like, there's the one kid, and he had a vow of silence, and then there was the guy from 4-Year-Old Virgin and
Steve Carell.
He's pretty good. Actually, I heard the movie was made before he got popular.
Oh yeah.
And originally the producers were trying to get Bill Murray to play his role, and then they ended up going with him, and the producers didn't want him to be in the movie. They were trying to get somebody else because they didn't think he was popular enough. And then over the course of the movie being made and stuff, and, like, being released, 4-Year-Old Virgin came out, and his TV show Office, and he became, like, a celebrity.
Really, yeah.
And then the producers were pushing to use him as
the character.
As advertising. Publicity.
Is he the main character at all, or is he just, like, more of a...
I think he would be the main antagonist in the movie.
Again, oh, antagonist? Not like protagonist, or...
No, yeah, protagonist. I'm sorry. I try to sound smart, and I just get it wrong. So, he's kind of the main character, but then again, the whole family is the main character.
Right.
It starts out with him, and he seems to be kind of like the balance throughout the whole movie.
So, what's it about, exactly?
Well, Little Miss Sunshine is a pageant. It's in California, and their daughter is, like, really young. She's, like, 8, I don't know, 9, yeah. 9 something, I forget. And she gave a runner-up in a contest to be in Little Miss Sunshine, and then that girl broke a leg or sprained an ankle or something like that, and I honestly do not remember. And so their daughter had to be the Little Miss Sunshine, so... They're driving. They don't have enough money to take a plane to go to the pageant in California, and so they're driving.
So they drive this van.
Yeah, I think they're from Albuquerque, and they're driving to somewhere in California.
Huh. All right. So, that's
but it's an old VW van, and it's all beat up.
So of course there's gonna be problems along the way.
Yeah.
It's one of those cliche type movies.
Yeah, actually, for an indie movie, it was pretty cliche, I think. And all the characters were to their extremes. Like, the kid didn't talk, and then there was, like, the mom. She was kind of normal, actually. And then there's the dad, and he was crazy, like, 9 steps for success, and he was trying to sell it. Like, he was, like, crazy trying to do, like,
like, one of those, like, he wrote something or what?
He wrote, like, a program for 9 steps, and he wanted to be, like, going around doing conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 9 steps to change your life. And he was trying to sell it, and, like, no one would buy it. And then there's the grandpa, and he snorted heroin. And then there's the daughter, and she was kind of just crazy, and she wanted to be, like, Miss America. But she was kind of overweight. And then there's the son, and he took a vow of silence. And he hated everyone and whatever. And then there was Steve Carell, which was, he was, like, really smart, but he was gay. And, like...
Well, who does he play in the family?
He's a uncle.
Uncle, okay.
That he tried to commit suicide, but it was unsuccessful, and then, like, the doctor said that he had to go, like, stay with somebody to watch him.
Ah, so that's why he's there.
Yeah. And then, to make a long story short, they travel down country, and, like, you know, they have problems with their truck, and then, like, each one of them has to deal with their own personal problem and prevail over it in the end.
Oh.
Like, the guy's 9 steps to success doesn't work, and so, and then, like, he's over-positive, and, like, he's like, losers suck, and then, like, the girl loses the contest.
So
big. We're in the end of the movie.
Oh, jeez. You just spoiled it for everyone.
I think it was really good. It was kind of boring to get drug on, to be honest with you. I like to pretend that I really like those indie movies, but actually a lot of them are rather boring. They try to give, like, a real-life spin on things, like how real life is, like slice of life. Like, they don't want to make it, like, too, like, produced, like a movie. But I think, and sometimes they just make it too real. Well, because, like, I don't think all these events in this movie that happened were very realistic at all, but, like, they're trying to make the characters, they're trying to give them, like, real personalities and real problems.
So what have you read?
I've read Ender's Game, which is an old book. It's an old sci-fi book.
I've heard about this one.
It's actually really good. The basic plot is this kid is really young, and he gets sent away to a military school, and he ends up being, like, a prodigy.
Right.
And he's really good at coming up with strategies, and then they just follow him going through his academy. It's kind of like a science fiction version of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Only he doesn't have magic powers. He's just really smart.
Darn, really? No magic?
Actually, he gets really good. And, I mean, it's all summed up in the one book, even though there's a whole series. But I think the first book's really good, and I decided to read it because I was reading about Dashboard Confessional one time, a long time ago, and they have the song Ender Will Save Us All. And someone asked him, it was an interview, I believe. Someone asked him if he got the name of the song from the book or if it was just from his middle name. It turns out his middle name was Ender and his friend's middle name was Ender or something to that effect. And then he ended up reading this book. He saw this book and decided to read it. And he liked it a lot. And then told that friend to read it. And then him and that friend they got in a fight and had a falling out. And then,
so why are they getting?
One day they met and they started talking about this book and it's, what?
I'm not sure what
the falling out was about, but I just know that it was originally a song for his other band that he was in prior to
Further Things Forever.
Yeah, it was when he was in Further Things Forever. It was originally meant for them, but they never used it. And then he used it when he recorded his first album, Swiss Army Romance. It's called Vengeful Save Us All. It's really good. And just about,
you know, since we're talking about that song, since we're talking about it, I think we should play it.
Yeah.
All right, you know, write that one down.
Yeah, you'll remember when you read
it. Yeah, okay.
Right. So here it is. This is Dashboard Confessional, Ender Will Save Us All.
Like you took contest, wearing like a label on your breast. Don't you see what this takes of me? So niceness complies with your charm and in your pride, a hopeful look draped in despise. I wanna give you whatever you need. What is it you need? Is it what I need? What is it you need? Is it within me? It's hard to explain how I am getting by on so little from you. It's hard to believe that I would let myself get so wrapped into you. It's gotta be something that would be worthwhile for me to give to you. We need a connection, but you seem to push me far away from you. From you, from you. The harder I push, the further I fall. Well, you don't mind me being headstrong, but you don't want to sing along. Maybe it's trite, but I can't always. Wearing like a label on your press. Don't you see what this takes of me? A certain callousness complies with your charm and in your pride, a hopeful look draped in despise. Within me, it's hard to explain how I am getting by on so little from you. It's hard to believe that I would let myself get so wrapped into you. It's gotta be something that would be worthwhile for me to give to you. We need a connection, but you seem to push me far away from you. From you, harder I push, the farther I fall. Well, you don't mind me being headstrong, but you don't want to sing along. Maybe it's trite, but I can't always.
Alright, now we're back from Ender Will Save Us All.
Alright, that was awesome. Damn, I love podcasting. Can I read your handwriting in the dark?
You can't read my handwriting, period.
Shows, books, movies. Talked about movies. Books. Talked about... Oh, we were talking about books.
Yeah, Mark Z. Dan Lewinsky's book actually drops really soon. You're going to have to edit this and put it with that.
Yeah.
But his new book comes out really soon.
Only Revolutions. I'm really excited for this one because it takes place, like... It's like a time traveling type story, like a road story, but time traveling. Like these two people born, it's a boy and a girl, Sam and Haley. They're both born about 100 years apart from each other. Like one's born in the 1840s, which is Sam. He was a slave or something.
So is it kind of like this that one movie Summer House with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock? Or whoever's in that, I forget who's in it.
They send
letters back to each other, back and forth, between
There's like a tree out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, he plants a tree and it grows.
No, dude, I don't know if it's like that. I don't think it is. I just know that they run away together or something. And they have a lot of cars that they, like, save over the years. That's all I really know, like, the whole idea behind the book.
It doesn't really make much sense to me.
It will once we start reading it.
I'll have to read up on it. I haven't really given it a chance. His book House of Leaves is really good, though. And then
it's really good. I think someone here needs to finish it.
Yeah, I have a tendency to only finish books halfway through.
Yeah.
Almost all the Beat Generation books, I'm only halfway done with, because they get boring towards the middle.
They really do. It's like they get like in this like type of rut, like this like a slump.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there's nothing very like amazing happens to them. It's just kind of like slice of life.
Yeah.
And like their lives are just as boring as ours are, so
it's like, yeah, this happened to me before.
I know definitely if you guys were reading a book about my life, you guys would probably quit about halfway through.
I'd probably stop at the first page.
Ooh, snap.
But
me too. I probably wouldn't read my book.
I wouldn't read my book if I had a book.
If I joined the Navy, then you would read it.
I would, because that'd be interesting. My
you ever seen those commercials?
No. Oh yeah, it's like what's your life so special? Join the fucking Navy.
No, they're like, if your life was a movie, would anybody watch it?
Yeah, that's it.
What if you were in the Navy? You'd be a gay porn.
Hey, shut up. My uncle was in the Navy, and it turned out he was gay. He died of AIDS.
I don't believe you.
No, he seriously didn't.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know him. He was like a half-uncle. Previous marriage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh, that sucks, I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
No, but I mean, I guess that is a general stereotype. People in the Navy are gay. I don't think that was just a joke. So no one out there that's in the Navy, take this personally.
Because I'm sure someone in the Navy is listening to this.
Or someone's parents, dad.
I'm sure someone's dad is going to be listening to this.
No, but what if, like, it's their dad? I mean, like, someone's talking shit about my dad on the podcast. I'd be pissed.
Oh, oh, I see.
No, actually, I really couldn't care less about that. So, I mean, if your dad's in the Navy, then he's probably gay. And you should have gone up with Ian.
I think
you could go watch Brokeback Mountain together.
Apart, make body lay. You spend everything you had. Wanted everything to stop that bad. Now I'm a crash credit card registered to Smith. Not the name that you call me with. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of dancing on a pot of gold flake paint. Oh, we're so very precious, you and I. And everything that you do makes me wanna die. Oh, I just told the biggest lie. I just told the biggest lie. Biggest lie.
The end.
This is the end of the podcast.
We're gonna end on this horrible note.
Oh god, it's like an hour long. Once I edit it. Alright.
See you next time.